53102 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@todayfm.com on this Wednesday morning. Now, last week we put out a call for people who came to Ireland just for holidays, to study, to learn English or something, and they stayed on. And we have three such people in studio now. If you'd like to introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, I'm Annie. I'm from Los Angeles and I live in Dingle. I've been in Ireland for about 18 years.
You're very welcome, Annie.
Thanks. I am Tatiana. I'm from Brazil. I live here for 8 years and I'm living in Templog at the moment.
Very welcome, Tatiana.
And I'm Marie. I'm from Brittany in France and I live in Le Hinch, County Clare.
You don't sound French at all.
I am though.
Bienvenue. You see, sorry, I don't know Portuguese. I know American though.
At least it didn't say muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
No, that's Spanish.
Good. Brazilian is Portuguese, isn't it?
You speak
Portuguese.
That's it.
Yeah. Annie, you first then. So I'm 18 years, is it?
Yeah, long time.
Yeah. What was the purpose of your initial visit?
I took 2 months off of work to backpack around Europe. And I had no intent. I didn't know where I was going to go. So I just opened a map and I had a look. I was flying into London. I knew that much. And I asked a friend of mine if she had been to Ireland when I was planning my trip. She said it was the highlight of her trip. So I said, all right, I'll go. So I came to Ireland and did a little bit of traveling around, came to Dingle, and that was pretty much the end of me.
Was it love at first sight?
In Dingle, yeah. Yeah, it was. It's an amazing place. It's beautiful and the people were so kind. And
which road did you enter Dingle by?
I was on bus, so it was the main road.
Oh, right, the main road. So you didn't do, what I can never remember, is it Connors Pass?
Connors Pass.
Yeah, which is quite a dramatic way to come into Dingle, isn't
it? A friend
of
mine calls it Divorce Hill, Divorce Mountain.
Why?
Because she drove over with her husband and she thought that they were going to die. she was so scared.
It's quite treacherous.
Yeah, she said, if you ever take me over that again, we are no more.
So you're there and you're holidaying, you're staying in a hotel or a B&B or whatever?
Hostel,
right, yeah, okay. Yeah. So day one, day two, you're doing all the things that, you know, person on a holiday would do.
Yeah, I started off, kind of kicked everything off going into Dick Max, which was where it all went right or wrong, whichever way you want to go. Hi everyone to Dick Max. And I met a group of people there and they were amazing. Like this one guy that I met, you know, everyone talks about where you're traveling. So he said, where are you going next? And I said, well, I'm going to Cork after this. So he said, oh, well, I'm going to Cork tomorrow. I'll take you. So literally, he picked me up at the hostel.
Right.
We drove around Slayhead because everyone who goes to Dingle or Dingle Peninsula has to drive around Slayhead.
Yeah.
So he drove me around Slayhead. We stopped for a few drinks, watched half of a football match. And then he drove me to Cork, dropped me off at the hostel and said, here's my card if you need anything else. Like there was no
agenda.
Nothing. Right. So I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
So you did Cork, continued on your holiday, and then at what stage then did you go, you know, Dingle has a place in my heart?
I did have to go home at the end of my backpacking, and but I kind of knew as soon as I got home that I was going to be coming back the next year. I didn't realize that people would just come to Ireland to work for the summer. So I said, I'd do that. So I got everything together and planned to come back for the next summer, which is 1996. And pretty much never went home after that. So, yeah.
And like, did a man sort of anchor you to the spot, or no?
No. I'm married now, but I met him, funny enough, in Dick Max, four years later. Yeah, 4 years later. So, no, I traveled on my own. I moved there on my own and just settled down.
There is something special about it. And I think part of it is that you have to make such a big effort to get there.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like living on an island to an extent. No one, like, you're not going anywhere. You have to make a point to get to Dingle.
Yes,
and once you
get
there, you stay. You just, maybe that's why everyone relaxes so much once they get there.
You have to take some time out when you get there because you've been in the car for so long.
I have a drink.
So he is an Irishman you married. What's his name?
Peter.
But he, you were working in Dick Max at the time, were you?
Yeah,
behind the bar, right?
Yeah.
So he walks in.
He's from Derry. And strangely enough, he left Derry when he was about 18 and lived in London and Australia and Los Angeles. So when he came back from living in Los Angeles, he came to Dingle because his sister and mother had moved down from Derry, so he didn't have anyone in Derry anymore. So came straight to Dingle and walked into the pub and our eyes met. I made him work a little harder than that.
But it was quite instant, was it?
I made him work a little bit, but it was Yeah, no.
Yeah, she's blushing now. I wonder what the real story is. What do you think the real story is, Tatiana? We'll have to get it out of her. You're not going to tell us the real story anyway.
Well, 10 years later, I'm still blushing. That's good.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. It still makes you blush. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I don't know. Annie, thanks very much. We have to talk to Tatiana and Marie yet, but we have to take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
This is great. Sometimes we lose sight of what we have to offer as a country. And it takes people from outside to tell us how brilliant the country is. That's what that's sort of what we're doing this morning. You don't mind?
That's true.
Yeah. So, Tatiana De Rosa, or De Roisin is your Irish name.
Roisin.
Yeah. And you're from Brazil. So you came here to learn English. When?
Yeah, for 6 months in 2006. And then I spent the 6 months here. It was the best summer ever. And when my visa was expiring, I said, I don't want to go back. And then just talk to my sister, can you help me to stay longer? I go to Portugal, get my other citizen, and then try to stay in Europe for as long as I can. And there you go, I'm here 8 years.
What was it though? Because we look at Brazil and we go, oh, look at all the beaches and, you know, the sunshine and all of that. And okay. We're envious.
Yeah. The welcoming in here, it's amazing. We have a lot in common, Brazilian and Irish people. We are really friendly, but the difference of culture, it's massive. So when you get in somewhere, I never left home before. So when you come over here and you get all that experience, you say, why are you going to go home? Why do I need to go home? And
what age were you at the time when you came here?
I was 23 or 22, something like
okay.
that.
Okay, and would it be common enough for young Brazilians to come over to Europe
to learn
English?
Yeah, a lot of people come over to learn English because it's easier to get here than it's other country to learn English.
Yeah.
So then I decided to say, I had like, you can ask any Irish, have you been in the Guinness Factory? Have you been in Kilkenny? They said, no, why? I live here. Like, but have you been? No, I haven't. Like, so you go to all those places, you get amazed. Brazil is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Summer is beautiful. Yeah, it is. But other countries are as well, like, you know.
Yeah, and then you met your fella in the Porterhouse.
Yeah, I did, 5 years ago.
Both of you were partying, I would imagine, were you?
Yeah, it was a Halloween night. Yeah.
It was a Halloween night?
I was partying. He wasn't dressed up anyway.
What were you dressed up as?
Lady Bird.
Right.
Yeah, every year pretty much the rest of my life. I said, that's not scary. I said, I don't want to be scary. I want to make the peacemaker.
So you're a ladybird and he's not dressed up. He's a lazy lumper.
Yeah. Cranky. Cranky.
Yeah. So, and what was his chat up line?
Oh, just start chatting.
Because ladybirds are very pretty until they open their shell and the wings come out. Did you have wings?
Oh, I did, Then I'm a chat, like, and change of phones. I wasn't really interested to get in the date that night.
Yeah.
But we swap phones and then he just make sure the phone was right. And then the next day I start texting and then went for a date and those.
And what about your family back in Brazil? Who's back at home?
Pretty much everyone is back home. My cousin is still living here with me. My sister came over, stayed 3 years. My brother 6 months. So I always have one another over.
And how often do you go home?
Every 3 years.
And when you said it to your parents initially, did they try and convince you?
I don't have parents.
Oh, you don't have parents?
No, I have don't. So I grew up with my grandmother.
All right.
Yeah. So you're my sisters are basically my aunties and uncles.
You're an orphan.
Yes, I am.
As such, yeah.
But not orphan.
No,
I am orphan, but I'm not orphan.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of
I have a massive family that take care of me a lot.
Yeah. And you've become an Irish citizen.
I'm in September, yeah.
Right. Did. What was that like?
For me, it was amazing. And I actually got pretty annoyed at a lot of people around me. They didn't give a damn to be there. They just want to have the thing done and gone, you know. And actually had a fella beside me on the phone out of the ceremony. And I was like, oh my God, seriously, all of that. You know, I wait like 5 years to get that and then someone just sit down on the phone all the time. Like.
Yeah.
So I got pretty upset. But for me, it was amazing. I had an amazing day. I spent all day celebrating with my friends. They actually gave me the Roisin name.
Did they?
Yeah. And then they changed my name on Facebook and everything. So all of them call me Roisin now.
Right, yeah. So that means you're Brazilian citizen. Are you Portuguese? And Irish?
Irish. Wow. No Portuguese anymore, no.
No, you have to give that away, do you?
Yeah, I can't have a three.
Oh, you can't have three? I didn't know that. Right, okay. We're talking to Annie, Tatiana and Marie about coming here and never going home. That sounds odd. And we're going to talk to Marie about her story after the news at 10.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
53102 for your text. You can send us emails to raytodayfm.com. We're talking to Annie, Tatiana and Marie about coming here and not going home. How nice it is to hear those people speak about our country in such a nice way. All the negativity that we hear these days, it's nice to hear someone say something positive about us. Getting so fed up hearing about all the water charges these days, I just want to look forward to the Christmas period and not hear another thing about our selfish government. Laura. So you're brightening up Laura's day. Now, Marie, there's a text came in about you. Tell Marie she makes the best crepes ever. Oh, we love her. So your story is a story of an Irish man, really, isn't it? That's why you're still here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when did you arrive originally?
It was June 2003. I was looking for a job just for the summer to learn English. And I found a job offer for Delphi Adventure Centre in Mayo. So I thought, okay, Ireland, why not?
Yeah.
And yeah, I fell in love with it.
And Keane.
And Keane, yeah.
What was he doing in Delphi?
He was an instructor.
Right.
A sports instructor. And yeah. It's just a breakfast room and I got up to get some milk and there he was.
Was it that instant, was it?
Yeah, pretty much. I saw him and I was like, nice.
Yeah. Because it's odd, because over the years we've always had conversations about, you know, Irish women giving out about Irish men, and then oftentimes they would say, why can't Irish men be more like French men, you know, romantic and debonair and stylish? And
very romantic.
What?
He's very romantic.
Keane is very romantic, is he? Yeah, right. So you came here to work, you met Keane, and then were you on the phone immediately to the folks back home telling you weren't going home?
No, so they were coming for a visit for a week anyway during the summer, and we took a day trip to Galway City, and we were sitting there in Spanish Arch, and my parents were like, oh, Ireland's really nice. I was like, it is, isn't it? Yeah, I think I won't come home. Yeah, they were not happy.
Right, because you were very young, weren't you? You were only 19.
I was 19, yeah, yeah.
How do you know what you want when you're 19?
Well, I didn't know. I knew what I didn't want, I suppose, and I felt so free and happy, you know, like it was the best summer of my life, really.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have anything to go back to, so I thought I might as well stay. I mean, it was the good years, there was jobs everywhere,
so it was easy
to stay anyway.
And you're from Brittany,
yeah,
which is people would say similar to Ireland in climate and topography and all that sort of thing. So did that make it easier, do you think?
It's still very different.
Yeah,
you know, the language is different and the culture, and that's still very much a different country. So
yeah, when you say you didn't have much to go back to,
well, like I was finished school and I didn't really feel like going to college because I didn't know what to study. Like, really, I just wanted to learn English, you know, and that great sense of freedom, and it was great, you know, I just wanted to have fun, and yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so your crepes now, you've since married Keane,
mm-hmm,
which
yeah.
is a lovely romantic story. Yeah. Is he still an instructor?
He is, yeah, he's working in Lahinch as a surf instructor, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And you've sort of followed him down and you set up a creperie.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
A French creperie, very popular in Brittany, so. Yeah.
We were discussing earlier on the difference between a crepe and a pancake. What is the difference between a crepe?
Well, I suppose pancake is the more American style of it. You know, it's a big, fluffy, thick one, and a crepe is nice and thin with a filling. And
right, and the same basic ingredients, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Water, flour, egg.
Yeah, milk. Yeah,
milk. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. So, how big is your creperie? Is it?
Oh, it's tiny. It's a small little place. It's in Ennistymon, just beside Lahinch, and yeah, it's not very big at all. Like,
yeah.
Usually, one person runs the show.
Sounds like you're living the dream, though.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I have to say. I've never regretted staying in Ireland. Never.
This is a real eye-opener because, like, we do, and people are saying it there, we do think, oh, why would anybody come to live here? And yet, I love Dingle and I love West Cork, and you know, but then when you go to other countries and you see what other countries have to offer, you go, da, 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 da. And I think I like Ireland because it's home. That's, I feel, you know, very much a sense of home here. But I was just, we were talking over the news, and Tatiana and Annie, because you discovered recently you knew you were adopted.
Yes.
But you discovered that you have a whole sister.
Yes.
Is that how you describe it? A whole sister, yeah. So,
yeah.
So that means your mother put you up for adoption, then went on to marry your biological dad.
Yeah.
And had another...
A year, two, from what I found out, 2 years later.
Yeah. Right.
And I think they got married just before then the sister...
Yes.
It's all very new to me. But so, yeah, so my sister was born. They got married just before that.
And why did you... You're 46. Why did you decide now to go looking?
I saw Philomena and... had a bottle of wine.
Had a bottle of wine, went online, discovered I had a sister. There's a country and western song there somewhere.
Yeah, and just found someone who, a private investigator really, that would do the searching. And it was done and found out in about 2 weeks.
Right. And and you have you contacted her?
I've tried. I've sent a letter, but haven't been in touch yet.
Right. So she sent a letter back? No.
My first letter came back to me that, it, you know, not at this address type, or returned to sender. It wasn't opened or anything. So,
okay.
So I went back to the private investigator again and got another address.
That's mad to think that, you know, in your mid-40s, to find out that you have a young sister.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, she's only 2 years younger than me. So like I said, it's like having a parallel life. It's like what my life could have
been.
Yeah, very much so. But I'm... delighted with where I ended up.
Will you come back and tell us the full story when you...
I will, yeah, sure.
Yeah. What else did it say here? Can't stop laughing about the Brazilian girl dressed up as a ladybird. There was a line in Love Hate from Fran from last season. It says, are you a dirt bird or a ladybird? Your fella didn't use that line on you.
No.
I should hope not. And if he did, you'd tell him to take a hike. Is that Annie who worked in the Muckers Park Hotel?
It is, yes.
Right. She told me about Flat Stanley. What's Flat Stanley?
Yeah,
this is Elizabeth. I did it with my friends for many years. Flat Stanley, the adult version. Can you talk about it?
Flat Stanley is my best friend in America. Her son was doing a project in school, and basically it's a cutout paper person, and they just send him to people that they know, family around the world, to see how far he can go. So,
It's like a chain.
Sent him to me, and then I took a photo with Flat Stanley in Killarney, in the national park, and then I sent it on to someone, and then they sent.
And
him
is
on,
and is Flat Stanley still going?
No, it was a school project. I had to have it. We had to have it back by
by
the year. Yeah, so
Flat Stanley, right?
She could be anywhere, I suppose.
So,
really.
So you've set up a business with your hubby, which is
I'm a wedding planner. So I specialize in Ireland as a destination for weddings. So bringing people from America in to Ireland.
How is business?
Yeah, great, fantastic. People like really, really want to come here and get married. Like, I suppose part of the reason that I wanted to come in and talk to you is that I think people here don't realize what an asset you yourselves are. You know, as they always say to me, sure, why would people want to, who've never been here before, why would they want to come to Ireland to get married? Like, it's beautiful. Like, there's just so many amazing locations, and the people are so nice, and it's got everything you need, you know, and it's fun.
We do good religious architecture here.
Yeah.
Do good churches.
Yeah, I do a lot of blessings. I call them kind of guerrilla weddings. That blessings in abbey ruins
and things like that.
They're fabulous.
Yeah,
they look fabulous.
What do you do, Tatiana?
I'm a receptionist in Leprestown Business Center.
In where?
In Leprestown.
Oh, Leprestown Business Center. Yeah. Yes, and we've established that Marie, you run your own little creperie.
Yeah.
I listen to you every day. I missed to hear you were having today people who came to Ireland and never left. I'm one of them. 13 years now, a husband and 3 children later, living in Donegal all the way from Argentina. As much as I miss my family, my culture, my friends, Ireland is and was, from the minute I landed, an amazing place to be. Mm. I love it, and it nicely surprises me every day. People still have values and are considerate to other people, which seems to have been lost in big countries. The weather still gets me, but more ready and used to it by now, says Monica.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, and I feel so proud of our little country.
You should.
It's terrible that we need affirmation from people from the outside, but that's when you come from a small country, you do.
Yeah.
You don't need that in the States. You don't need affirmation from us that you're great or anything like that. Yeah. Or in Brazil.
But
or
even
in France.
People who come and visit, they always say it. They always say, everybody's so nice here.
Yeah.
The people are so warm and welcoming.
And they all want to come back.
Mm, they do, yeah.
Yeah, do we feel that we lost it a bit? I think that's what that's
I think a little bit.
Yeah,
or you don't appreciate what you have.
Yes, Flat Stanley is in the new Wimpy Kid. Just for your information, I've just moved to Killarney from England, living on the farm my father grew up in before moving to England and having a family. A year after he died, I inherited the farm, and I feel like the whole community has gathered round to help me settle in. Feel like my dad would be very proud of myself and the Irish people. That's and Marie's and Keen, or Marie and Keen are a fantastic couple, and Marie's crepes in Ooh La La are the best ever. Oh, that's what you call it, Ooh La La.
Ooh La La, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stereotypes there. You could have called it a low, a low. Or, okay, Annie, thank you very much. Tatiana, thank you very much. And Marie, thank you.
Thank you.
Two more texts from Will. Ooh La La creperie in Ennistymon is amazing. I'll be there today for lunch. Congrats, Marie.
She's not there.
Say again?
It's open.
She's not there.
Oh, yeah. And isn't it great how the little bits of pure Irish accent slip out in between the foreign ones? Yeah.